Hello, hello, welcome, 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 my people, to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
What's going on, y'all? Episode 4 in the making. I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21.
All right, man. So we definitely got to go back a little bit. This situation is kind of dead. Honestly, at this point, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Safari went on Wendy Williams, and he was basically explaining that, first off, he finally cleared up something for me. And this is the first thing I want to ask you about. When it comes to the ghostwriting, did you ever believe that Safari was helping Nicki Minaj?
Whew, you know what, man? First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Safari because, watching that interview, I can tell he wanted to cry. It's not too many times you see an artist in the game who really, really, really shows their love for a woman. But I feel like Safari really was down for Nicki. So, do I feel like he was helping her? In the beginning, I feel like he was. But do I feel like he's helping her now? No, I don't. And the reason why? Is because Safari said Meek was the reason why they broke up. Now, women tend to have a thing for the Meek Mill type, the money, the popularity, but I'm gonna be real. I don't know about you, bro, but Meek Mill, I wouldn't even put that guy in my top 10. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
What? Just as far as music or as far as a lyricist?
No, his music. No, okay. He's a dope lyricist. I cannot take anything from his lyrics because that Lord Knows track, to this day, that shit still gives me chills. That's one of the best tracks an opening album could have ever had. But I mean, I don't know. I just would prefer a Big Sean or a J. Cole as to a Meek Mill. First of all, his voice just, you know what I mean? Like, it gives me a freaking headache. But just to get back on subject, I feel like Safari kind of feels sorry for Nicki because he kind of feels like, well, damn, all this shit is starting to come out now, and do I go on here and make a fool of her, or do I just speak on the breakup and not even touch what Remy said? So I don't think he's helping her. I think more so he's trying to, you know, carve his own lane and, you know,
that's what Love and Hip Hop was for him. Him going on there, I think, helped him get some credibility of, okay, I'm my own man. But like me, I always believed that Nicki was had somebody helping her write. And to me, it don't really bother me none. But what I don't like is how when they broke up and he wanted to get paid for helping her, she's kind of like, you ain't do nothing, woo, made him seem lame. When I really respect him, like you said, for not being lame about it, the way he was calm, his demeanor, you know, he wasn't reaching to try to be disrespectful to her or none of that. He just like, I want my money, that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's how everybody else will be. But to me, she's lame for not saying, okay, he did help me. Because to be honest, us people who like music, we don't care who wrote it. Me personally, I don't even care at this point. Because when you look at an album, you look at the details, so many people have writers and people help write songs. It don't matter. If the song is good, we like it. So she should have just been upfront, like, yeah, help me. Because now she's lost even more credibility with me because I haven't heard a good verse since they broke up. Like, everything has been trash.
That is the absolute truth, though. I'm trying to think of some of the songs she put out after that. Like, even that Truffle Butter, I didn't like that shit. I don't know, I'm not really into that kind of music, and I feel like she put it out maybe for the season, because you know sometimes with music, you put out a song and it has like that summer feel, it has that fall feel, so I feel like that Truffle Butter song was for the ratchets, but I agree,
yeah,
she hasn't had a decent song since Safari left, and like you said, music is like sports. So maybe Safari was like the Greg Popovich or the Phil Jackson to her music. That's just what I think.
Yeah. Like, he was coaching while she the superstar, which, like I said, it's not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing. But I think where you mess up at is when you can't admit it, and then not only that, but you go out of your way to make him look like he's a lame guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could easily kept it real, like, yeah, he helped me, he was my manager, we was together in a relationship, and, you know, we worked on projects together. Cool. But don't try to discredit him and what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just lame activity. Because either way it goes, if he would have this, if, I feel like whenever you break up with somebody, even if it's bad blood, you only become lame when you go and put it in the public eye. Like, we can keep all that out, off of TMZ, cool. But as soon as you go, if TMZ ever gets involved, then it's probably a negative thing. Like, you just don't need to put that negative energy out there. She could have avoided all, a lot of her problems, I'm sure, if she just would have paid him, you feel me, and left it alone. So, do you really, I'm starting to kind of believe this narrative that she's just not a good person.
I do believe it, because, like we touched on the previous two episodes, she kind of barked at some people that she shouldn't even bark at. Like, what the hell are you going at Taylor Swift for, first of all? How can that better your career? We're talking about a pop star, Taylor Swift, somebody who will never be the type of superstar you are, considering that you can rap, sing, you know what I'm saying? You're just an entertainer. Hell, you can act too, because she did her thing in Barbershop. But she may not really be a good person. She may not.
Yeah, man, it's starting to look a little suspect. And I mean, now we're at the point where she's saying she's not gonna respond, if he's gonna ignore it, and right. At this point, I'm not mad at her for ignoring it. You just lost points. And honestly, you can never get those points back. You know, when you lose points like that, credibility points, they're almost impossible to get back. Like,
oh man,
it's hard to get credit, especially when you're a rapper.
Right.
Like, it's like an athlete can do that. They can go to another team and blow up. But a rapper or singer, it's hard, man.
Oh man, it's hard. I mean, maybe she don't want to respond because Foxy Brown did her dirty work and responded. And since the previous episode, I still have not seen the full track online anywhere. So maybe SoundCloud just felt like, damn, this shit is so bad that we're just going to remove this, because I ain't heard the full track yet. Not that I want to hear it, but...
Right? I don't even want to hear it. I'm cool.
I got to ask you. So I saw the tweets you sent me yesterday. Do you think that track list that we saw for More Life, because there's been speculation of this track list floating around, do you think there's any life to that?
Honestly, no. I don't really believe the hype. And then me, I'm one of those people, I don't really care about track lists. Like, if you got the producers, the writers on there, then cool, that's something to discuss. But as far as just the features, I don't really care. Like, it's not a big deal.
We had some names on there. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was a lot of those was like that. It's like, okay, who is this person? You know, it wasn't really...
I'm like, who the fuck is Giggs? I ain't never heard of nobody. I've heard of Papa Can, Future, 2 Chainz, 21 Savage, of course. But, you know, I don't know. It just, to me... It just something seems off about this track list.
Yeah, something do too, man. I'm just tired of the whole push it back. It's going to be a surprise release this day. How is it a surprise if y'all telling us about it?
Like, he got to drop it, bro, because not that Rick Ross's numbers are going to be spectacular, but Ross is scheduled to drop on the 17th. So, I don't know if he's going to wait, try to go up against Ross or what, but I'm expecting big things from Rick Ross. I mean, he kind of been quiet. He got a single that's floating heavy in the airwaves that thinks she liked me. So, Drizzy, you got to do something, bro. I don't know if you're going to hit us this tomorrow, Friday, next week. I don't know, but we waiting for the More Life, man.
Right, and this is my thing with this whole surprise stuff, man. Like, you got to just... put your album out. Like, I feel like there are very few artists in the game who can do that, and people will actually go and check their music out. Like, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Nicki one of those people, and Drake is definitely one of those people. If he puts an album out right now, it's gonna start trending within 30 minutes. I've seen it happen whenever these artists drop music. And I personally, I like the whole surprise album thing. You know, I feel like it's much more, the spur of the moment type thing is much better. You know, I feel like you get more buzz like that, but you have to have a large profile. Like Frank Ocean, when he finally dropped his album, the internet went crazy, and that's the response you want.
Berserk.
So you, all this scheduling stuff, we past that. Get past the scheduling stuff, man. We don't care. Sure. Like, just put it out. We don't care about the scheduling. We don't care. Just throw your album out so we can go check it out and listen.
Hey, you see how it went. You see how it went for Beyonce.
Man.
The first one she dropped, it was just on Apple Music title. This last one that she dropped, she had a HBO special. So here's my question to you. Do you feel like as an artist, it's better to use these platforms like HBO or Spotify, the titles, the Apple Music to get your music out? Because if you look at, I don't know if you pay attention to album sales, not that I care about them, but for example, Future. Future's album sales were generated based off streams. I don't think nobody buys CDs anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, personally, I haven't seen a record store in a while or CDs and all that. Now you have to go the streaming route, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that if you are going to do the surprise thing, you just do it. You are calculating. You got to make sure your music is going to be available on every platform immediately.
Exactly.
Google Play, Tidal, Apple, Spotify, everywhere. It got to be available wherever people can find music. Put it out there, and then all at once. And then you just tweet the link. That's all you got to do.
That's it.
That's it. People going to listen to
you. You can get on there and make a cryptic tweet, like a release date, and nobody knows what you're talking about. And then boom. Like Future. I had no idea he was even making a CD. So when I saw it, I'm like, oh shit, like, okay. And then he titled it Future. So I'm like, okay, because, you know, there was speculation that Monster 2 was dropping and all these other mixtapes that he had with Metro and Mike Will and all them. But then he hit us with Future, and then right off the back, another album. Not to touch on Future, because we've already done that. But I'm just giving an example as to the way to promote the music. Like, we didn't even hear a song off the album before it came out.
Right? We didn't hear nothing. And I like that, because me, I'm going to go download it, the whole album.
Exactly.
I'm going to listen to it all the way through 3 times in 4 days. Like, I'm going to do that because I'm a music head. That's what I do. So,
man,
I think for true music listeners, we like the surprise factor. I do like it. And somebody as popular as Drake does not need a release date. And like, I get he want to make it seem all perfect and all that, but just do what J. Cole. I like what J. Cole does. Like, he'll drop a little mixtape for free where it's like the songs that didn't make the album, like Yours Truly, or was it Truly Yours? He dropped that where it's like 5 songs and then the album come out like a week later. That's cool. That's more strategic, where you get your buzz going a little bit and then boom, you throw that rest of it out there. Why not do that? That track list was like 25 songs. Take 8 of those off, put on a little mixtape, you feel me? Throw that off there. And then you could even, or you could even do it like drop the album, put the other songs on there as a bonus, you know what I'm saying? And give it away to a certain fans. You can market that all kind of ways. Like, I just like the whole surprising factor. I think that's strategic, man.
It's very strategic. And I want to give a shout out to somebody. DJ Khaled has been on a freaking tear, man.
Man.
We have not spoke about this guy. I have to speak about him. He hit us with an album, Major Key. And he was promoting his shit, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. The album was so well thought and so put together that it took me 4 or 5 listens to actually, like, And then he's working on another album. So DJ Khaled is... I gotta give it to him, man. He's doing what he gotta do. I don't know what to expect from this album. And as a father, for him to have his son as an executive producer, even though he's a newborn, like, how could you not respect that?
Right? Like, somebody was going in on his son, man, because, you know, he got his son everywhere on social media. He said,
he does.
They said his son worked harder than I have my whole life.
Bro, I mean, that's just what it is. He's like Blue Ivy. He was born into wealth. Like, you know, when your parents got it like that, I mean, sometimes the key, though, is not to let your parents' fame and fortune determine your wealth. And what I mean by that is, once they get older, they got to make a name for themselves. Like Willow Smith and Jaden Smith. You know, those are two prime examples. They didn't absorb, oh, Will Smith money. Yeah, that's my dad. He's going to have it. But I got to still go out there and make a name for me. So that's what Assad has to do when he get older. Same with Blue Ivy. Same with these twins. I mean, because not all of them get into music. Not all, like Biggie's kids, I don't think they're doing music. Hell, some of them are trash anyway, not to be mean, but, you know.
Yo, I like what you're saying about Khaled, though, because he's been in the game doing it forever. Right. And think about it, he literally gets paid millions from marketing himself, of being a positive person. Dude. And then he just creates relationships with the hottest artists in the game.
It is bananas. Like, the way he promotes, he'll say that the vocals come in yet, top secret. Like, what vocals? Oh, DJ Khaled got a song with such as, bro, when he put out that Shining song with Jay-Z and Beyonce, I had no idea. So when the song dropped, I swear to you, no lie, I listened to the song for about 4 hours straight.
No, that every album he's come out with has been good, because he gets whoever's hot. Like, I remember a few years ago remember the week we taking over joint? Like, yep. That was insane. Like, I still remember that song. Like, DJ Khaled is revolutionary when it comes to that. He went from being a DJ, and I remember I was watching Shadows, and he was in the part with I think it was Wyclef. He was in the part with Wyclef. And this is before the weight and all that, and he didn't look like he looks now. So you gotta look closely. But I caught him, I was like, that's DJ Khaled. And to think about how he's been so just consistent over the years, like, rappers have come and gone. Like, rappers have their buzz and they lose it. DJ Khaled is consistent with his greatness, man. It's been on another level. Cause, like, think about how smart that is, though. I'm just gonna stand over here, say words between every time y'all say words, and I'm gonna make sure every beat is dope, and then we're gonna put it out there. And then he gets on Snapchat, and I know you remember when Snapchat blew up, and he was on there just on the jet skis, and he just, like, all the positive talk, and you cannot dislike the guy.
You can't. You gotta either get with it or don't, or just ignore it.
Man, it was. DJ Khaled got some great, great content, man. So, hey, anything else we need to talk about? Oh yeah, definitely. We have to mention the Rap City.
Woo!
The Rap City. I didn't even come up with a bunch of picks. After just going through and watching them, I only have one pick, and I know it's the best one. So you can go first.
Man, so everybody who has me on Snapchat, this is what I was talking about. We decided to come up with this Throwback Thursday edition, even though today is Wednesday, so I'll say way back Wednesday, of Rap City's best basement freestyles.
Okay.
And there was one that I just could not stop listening to, and it was the Kanye West one. When he was on the Ludacris stand-up beat, because Kanye just went in, and I was like, yo, like, where is this Kanye? Even though Kanye is still one of my favorite artists, but I was just like, I was just blown away, because he was gassing, he was going in. Another one that I really liked was the one you sent me.
I see, Wait, what's that? So that's number one for you, or that's like number three?
I would say that's like number three, because, you know, there was some more that was just like, ooh, like, I can't forget about the time Jay-Z was on there. It was a lot of heavy hitters, too many to name.
Okay. So my pick, the only one I have, I only got one. So you done?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
So for me, the best one I've ever seen was the Diplomats.
Oh yeah, that one was crazy.
Man, everybody got up there and killed it. Everybody killed it. Juelz, Jim Jones, Cam killed me because he counted money the whole time. And at the end, he said $4 million from Def Jam, and I never sold a record. Like, come on, man, that was just ridiculous. Oh my God, you know, that's one thing I miss about BET. Like, I feel like 10 years ago, BET was just a different channel. Like, when they had AJ and Free, when Tigger was on there, BET just slipping, man. They doing bad.
Man, that was the one show I would rush home from school to come and watch, because it kept you up to date with what was going on in music, and it was always the best platform for an artist who had a project coming out to go on there and talk about it and at the end rap about it. I am still mad, and I would advocate for them to bring Rap City back to get the Drizzy's, the J. Cole. Can you imagine Big Sean in the basement? Come on, man.
Oh my God. And I liked it because it was like a test for real rappers. Now we only got Funk Flex, but nobody watched Funk Flex like that. No disrespect. But like it's just, now we need something like that. You know what? We need to put that on this show. We're going to have a segment like that on our show. On Debate the Music, we add in a segment. The Rap City era, where people we could have an artist come on and just spit bars. We need to have somebody come on and spit bars, man, because we need to bring that back to the culture.
So y'all heard it.
All these rappers now, they can't rap. So I want to hear you rap. I don't want to hear you mumble. I don't want to see you read off your phone. I want you to rap.
We're not talking about money, cars, and females. We're talking about some real life rap, like something we can be moved by. But that is a great idea. I feel like we should start that. How about episode 5?
Let's do it.
Episode 5. You know, give an artist a chance to showcase their talent. And to any artist that may be interested in this, one thing you have to understand, this show is called Debate the Music. So if you cannot deal with criticism,
don't come on the show.
Please don't come on the show.
Don't come on the
show. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If I like it, I'm going to tell you. If I don't, I will tell you. And I'm sure my main man Chris will tell you the same too.
Yeah, we ain't got time for the sensitive people, man. We ain't got time for the sensitive people.
Oh man, if you got a Drizzy attitude, don't come. if you want to come spit, if it's something you wrote, my advice to you is study it, because we ain't gonna need the yo hope. Like we need that straight to the point, like hit the juggler. So let's do it, man. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we need the bars on that, man. We gonna definitely start bringing some artists on the show, man. Because like I said, man, I think that right now we don't have enough actual rappers, and that was really. That was almost like a rite of passage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to go to Rap City to the Basement, or your video had to be number one on 106 in Park. Like, BET used to be like a rite of passage. Now we don't have one, so everybody just comes in a rap and throws out garbage on the internet. And we gotta find a way, man. We gotta find a way to fix this.
Definitely. Speaking of mumble rap, did you see that video with Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti?
No, I did not. See, I'm one of them people, I'm not a fan of Uzi Vert, so for me,
Lil Uzi Vert said he is the best mumble rapper in the game. And he said what mumble rap is you say something and then you add a yeah or oh or whoa. And it really stuck out to me, because I went back and listened to his music, and he does say yeah a lot. And then Playboi Carti said, He's the J Electronica of the music game. How he doesn't have a mixtape out. And I'm kind of upset with J Electronica because he needs to put an album out. Like, I don't know what he's waiting on. Like, I really don't.
This is one thing I want to make clear. Me not being a fan of mumble rap, I'm not hating on them. They can get money. It's cool. I'm just saying, and me as a music fan, like, I like actual music, like actual bars. I don't listen to music just to hear a good beat and I don't care what you're saying. I want to hear what you're saying and it makes sense. Like, I have to have just a good lyricist. Just the beat isn't enough for me. Like, if your beat is good but your bars are trash, your music is trash in my opinion. So I have no issue saying that. So when I see Lil Uzi Vert or Yachty, any of them guys from my timeline, I just keep scrolling. It's not for me. Like, I honestly just became a fan of the Migos. Like, I feel like their last album was really good, but it's just certain artists I don't think I'll ever be a fan of. It's just not for me. I need bars.
That's how I feel about 21 Savage.
Oh man,
his voice. I mean, I get the song with Future is dope, but he got a song where he's like, yeah, 20, you know, I can't even repeat the lyrics, but I heard it the other day and I'm just like, what is this? Like, all these producers are giving these guys these amazing, out of this world beats, and they are wrecking them.
It's terrible, man. So, you know, I'm definitely, we gotta start having our artists on, man, so we can, you know, help artists get more exposure, yeah, and tell their story, promote their music, all their projects, you know, and we gotta get some classic freestyles on Debate the Music.
Man, we have to. It's a must, dude. It's a must. Because it's sad right now. It is really sad. But we gonna change it. Don't worry. We got it.
Yeah, man. So you got a sleeper?
Yes, I do. I actually do have a sleeper. I just listened to it earlier. This guy has been blowing up my Twitter. Like, he literally sends me a message every day with a new song.
Hey, I respect that. Shout out to, what's his name? Who's the artist?
His name is B-Wright.
B-Wright.
On Twitter, his name is at B-Wright Music. He has a project on Apple Music, and it is called Name for Myself. The song that I will pick as my sleeper would be the title song, Name for Myself.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a little dope visual to it, and, you know, he's pretty much like what it says. He's trying to make a name for himself. He's not trying to be nobody else but himself. And as an artist, I can respect that. So shout out to you, B-Wright. I know you've been trying and sending me stuff, but my apologies. Here it is, man.
I gotta make a name. I'm gonna do it now. It's gonna happen some way, somehow. Make a name for myself. Self. Make a name for myself, myself, myself. Said I'm gonna make a name. I'm gonna do it now. It's gonna happen some way, somehow. Make a name for myself. Self. Myself, 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 myself. My album going platinum, ain't the heart to fathom. Imagine me holding your career for ransom. I'd rather squeeze a magnum till my fingers catch a spasm. Then I'm ghost like Danny Phantom. I came out of nowhere with the flow. I guess I'm random or progressive, nonetheless I'm unexpected. Like a millisecond, highly respected. And where I'm headed with these weapons from heaven, I bless the microphone and ears alike. I'm high enough to dunk a satellite. Right, I'm Will Smith when Uncle Phil's appetite. Good things take time. What dynamite? Now picture me not being a rapper that they listen to. They check.
What's your sleeper pick, man?
All right, for me, I got. I'm not even sure. I just know this dude's from. I don't even know where this dude is from, man. I have no idea. And I think it's always dope when you find artists, you know, and you don't even know where they're from, but you just know their music is good. I heard he's from Inglewood. But this dude's EP is just insane. His name is Sir, and the EP is called Her Too.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, his songs called all the songs on EP are good. I could have chosen any of them, but I just picked the Ooh Na Na one, man. He got some joints though, man. Some real nice joints. People got to check that out.
Did he just get signed to TDE?
I think so. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah, let me play some of this.
Hey, man, hit it.
This morning, still got the taste of you on the tip of my tongue. So beautiful when you're sleeping. May fall in love again if I stay too long. What we did last night, oh, it was amazing. If I gave you the rest of my life, pray you would take it. Oh, na na, oh mama. I tried, but I can't stop thinking about you and your body touching my body. I fucking lose it, girl. I don't know what to do. What am I dreaming? What am I seeing? I can't believe it. It's just too good to be true. Oh, na na.
All right, man, that's another episode of Debate the Music. Like we said, artists, we will begin to have special guests, you know, do interviews and all that good stuff. But
yes.
Hey, man, if you're sensitive, don't come on the show. Don't even tweet me. Don't hit me up on Facebook.
Don't even tweet me. Like, I'm just going, like, you know? We're doing this for you guys. We're not doing this for the fun of it. We're doing it for the music lovers. So,
yeah, man.
Come with it or don't come at all.
Yeah, man. You got to be ready. So, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Send all your music, all that good stuff.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can also find me on Twitter at KingTail21. If you can't reach my man, Chris, you guys can always send me the music. Or vice versa, and we'll get it to each other.
Yeah, because as soon as you send it to me, I'm going to send it to him first. Like,
exactly.
Immediately. So, same no matter way. Who you reach out to,
if
man.
If I don't just like it, I'm going to run it by him. Bro, you like this? And if he don't like it, sorry, man. That's yeah, just man. The way it goes.
Yeah, man, definitely check us out on the Greatness Podcast Network, man. We got everything you need.
Yes, sir.
Health, fitness, finances. We got motivation for you. We even got sports. We got NFL coming. Literally everything, man. Check us out. blogtalkradio.com/GTN. Please go on iTunes.
Please.
Subscribe to all the shows. Leave 5-star ratings and reviews. We definitely appreciate it here at the Greatness Podcast Network, man. Thank y'all.
Thank you, guys.